Here's a thought I'll title, Another Way to Increase Sharpness, which seems to be a big bugaboo these days. Lots and lots of photographers are pursuing sharper images. I'm not sure that's always a universal characteristic I want to have in my photographs. Sometimes I'd rather have them be a little softly focused and not so crisp. But if you want a crisp photograph with tack-sharp details, then it's best to know how to get one. And according to the average YouTube tutorial, etc., the way to get sharp, crisp pictures is first and foremost, start with a really sharp lens. I can't argue with that. That's true. Next, stabilize the camera. I can't argue with that. That's true. But you know, there's a fascinating technique that no one ever seems to talk about. And it's easily visible if we consider the world of the comic strip artist. Every comic strip that you've ever seen is relatively small, probably a couple inches by a couple inches on every frame of the comic strip. But they're not drawn at 2 inches by 2 inches. No, the comic strip people draw those things at relatively large sizes, probably closer to 11 by 14 or maybe even larger. And then they are optically reduced to the size they'll ultimately be published at in the newspaper, and that reduction increases the sharpness dramatically. Said another way, said a photographic way, smaller prints will appear sharper than larger prints. We all know this, but for some reason, it's not really sharper prints we want, because if it is, then we just make smaller prints. No, what we want is sharper prints that are big. But why? I've talked about this so many times, I almost feel guilty about talking about it again. But maybe to put a slightly more pragmatic spin on it, if you start with a really large megapixel camera and make a relatively small print, you will have detail like you can't believe. Now, true, the viewer might have to get relatively close. They might even need to view your print handheld. But boy, it'll be sharp as a tack. The opposite of that, of course, is to use a low megapixel camera and make a very, very big print. Well, if that's the opposite, then my theory about using a high megapixel camera to make a small print is going to end up very, very sharp. The trade-off then has to be made, which is more important to you in terms of the characteristic of the image. Would you rather have a big image that's not quite as sharp, or a really sharp image that's not quite as big? In a perfect world, we'd love to have our cake and eat it too. But in the optical and physical world that we actually live in, then sometimes we have to make compromises. And if sharpness is an important characteristic of your photograph that's going to really make a difference, then probably much better to make an 8x10 or an 11x14-inch print that's sharp than to try to make a 17x22 or a 20x30-inch print that isn't so sharp, assuming that people will look at your prints at normal viewing distances.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.